This is Best of All. Featuring tonight, Elizabeth Doubleday and Jack Haskell, and starring Skitch Henderson and his music. This is Fred Collins presenting for NBC Best of All, the second in a new series of programs saluting each week an outstanding American composer of musical comedy, operetta, and motion picture scores. This week, our guests are Elizabeth Doubleday and Jack Haskell, and as always, the music of Skitch Henderson. Ladies and gentlemen, the musical director of Best of All, Skitch Henderson.
Thank you, Dr. Collins, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and a warm, warm welcome to our audience. Tonight's guests are Mr. Jack Haskell, with whom I've had the great pleasure of working with in television with old Dad Garraway, and the new American soprano who graced our program so successfully last week, from Philadelphia, Elizabeth Doubleday. Now, this week, we'll play the songs from the earlier period of Mr. Richard Rodgers' career. This is the music that he wrote when he and the late Larry Hart were one of the greatest collaborating teams in the history of musical comedy.
Our tribute to Richard Rodgers begins with Skitch Henderson and the orchestra playing Manhattan from the first Rodgers and Hart success, Garrick Gaieties. Thank you.
song you have just heard came from the very first of the Rodgers and Hart successes, the Garrick Gaieties. And with that show goes a story. Dick Rodgers and Larry Hart had been knocking on the Broadway doors for 5 years with an almost complete lack of success. They were about ready to give up and accept jobs in business when Rodgers received a call from a representative of the Theater Guild. That organization wanted to raise some money to buy drapes and curtains for their theater, and they proposed to put on a review for one night only. Would Rodgers and Hart be interested in writing a few tunes for such a show? They would be, and they did. The show Garrick Gaieties opened for its one-night run and didn't close for a year and a half. Rodgers and Hart were on their way to a long series of successes. Dearest Enemy, The Girlfriends, The Connecticut Yankee, Babes in Arms, to mention just a few, not the least of which was their 1938 entry, The Boys from Syracuse. From that musical, Elizabeth Doubleday sings the popular ballad, Falling in Love with Love.
Falling in love with love is falling for make-believe. Falling in love with love is playing the fool. Caring for much is such a terrible fancy. Learning to trust is just for children in school. I fell in love with love one night when the moon was full. I was unwise with eyes unable to see. I fell in love with love, with love everlasting.
In 1935, Billy Rose undertook to close the old New York Hippodrome, and in true Billy Rose style, he decided that the valedictory of this huge auditorium should take the form of the most lavish spectacle ever seen in an American theater. He called it Jumbo, and he used his circus motif. Sawdust, brass bands, clowns, elephants, and all the trappings of the big top. He got Hecht and MacArthur to write the book, Paul Whiteman to conduct the music, Jimmy Durante for the star. And casting about for the best pair of songwriters in the business, Rodgers and Hart, to write the songs. For a theater, Billy Rose chose the Mammoth Hippodrome in New York, and theatergoers saw one of the most lavish and colorful spectacles ever produced in a theater. One of the Rodgers and Hart hits from Jumbo is this love song sung now by our guest, Jack Haskell. My Romance.
My romance doesn't have to have a moon in the sky. My romance doesn't need a blue lagoon standing by. No month of May. No twinkling stars, no hideaway, no soft guitars. My romance doesn't need a castle rising in Spain. Dance to a constantly surprising refrain. Wide awake, I can make my most fantastic dreams come true. My romance doesn't need a thing but you. My most fantastic dreams come true. My romance doesn't need a thing but you.
Through the years, from the time when he wrote the Columbia University student show with Lorenz Hart, right down to Me and Juliet, Richard Rodgers has always insisted that he's not an artist, but rather a showman, a writer of popular tunes who will not be remembered. He's only half right. He is a showman, certainly, but no one is going to forget him. Anyone who has ever learned to sing Here in My Arms, Blue Room, Thou Swell, With a Song in My Heart, or This Can't Be Love, anyone who has ever sung these songs could not forget Richard Rodgers if he wanted to. All of them were written by Richard Rodgers while he was working on a succession of great musical shows with Lorenz Hart. And they all illustrate the fact that great songs are simple songs, that the shortest distance between two hearts is 32 bars of music. We can illustrate that fact with another Richard Rodgers melody from I Married an Angel. Elizabeth Doubleday sings, Spring is Here.
There was a thing called spring, when the world was writing verses like yours and mine. All the lads and girls would sing when we sat at little tables and drank May wine. Now April, May and June are sadly out of tune. Life has stuck a pin in the balloon. Spring is here. Why doesn't my heart go dancing? Spring is here. Why isn't the waltz entrancing? No desire.
the heartiest of musical comedies revived recently was first produced in 1940 with a book by John O'Hara, with stars like Vivian Segel, June Havoc, Gene Kelly, and Van Johnson, and with music and lyrics by Rodgers and Hart. The show was Pal Joey, and despite such a formidable array of talent, it had only had an indifferent success its first time out. The revival, however, was a smash hit, and all of the fine songs from that show, out of all of them, perhaps the one that has caught on most enduringly is the one that Skitch Henderson, his piano, and his orchestra bring you now. Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered. On Your Toes was a 1936 musical from which we now present two selections. It's still memorable for the dancing Ray Bolger did in it, for the fact that it marked the debut of Monty Woolley as an actor, and for the charming and ageless Rodgers and Hart song which Jack Haskell sings for you now. There's a Small Hotel.
There's a small hotel with a wishing well. I wish that we were there together. There's a bridal suite, one room bright and neat, complete for us to share together. Looking through the window, you can see a distant steeple, not a sign of people who once people. When the steeple bell says good night, sleep well, we'll thank the small hotel together. Thank you. says good night, sleep well. We'll thank the small hotel. We'll creep into our little shell, and we will thank the small hotel. Together.
On Your Toes is also important because in the days before ballets became so much a part of musical comedy, this show introduced a remarkable and original ballet. Sketch Henderson and the orchestra play it for you now. Slaughter on 10th Avenue.
You have been listening to Best of All, a new series of musical programs featuring tonight the music of Rodgers and Hart, with our guests Jack Haskell and Elizabeth Doubleday, and Skitch Henderson and the orchestra. Next week, Best of All becomes a full-hour show, starting one half-hour earlier. For the exact time, check with your local NBC station or consult your local newspaper. This is Fred Collins inviting you to be with us then next week for Best of All, starring Skitch Henderson and his music with guest singing stars and one full hour of the music of Rodgers and Hammerstein. Continuity for Best of All was written by Robert Senadella. This is an NBC production directed by George Voutsas.
This evening, Jose Iturbe joins the Telephone Hour on the NBC Radio Network.